when someone's loved one, one of their seven relatives pass away, so the person who is alive, they become an onein in the state of anina. So today we don't have aninas minator, we don't have karbanos, maaser sheni. We have a din d'rabbanan of an exemption from mitzvahs. Also an iser basa v'yayin. So from the death until the burial, they have a status of an onein. And generally speaking, at the kfura, that's the end of aninas, and then they become chayev in mitzvahs again. So that's the classical cases of someone's an onein, they're participating in the kfura, and then once the kfura happens, they come out and they become an avo. So that's pretty clear cut. The shaila is, what happens if someone's not going to the kfura? So the question is, so you're not going to the kfura, so what's the difference? Avelus begins at the kfura, so whenever the kfura happens, you begin avelus, you retain your status of being onein, or they say no. If you're not going to go, so then maybe avelus should begin right away and aninus should end. So there was a famous machlokas between the Netziv and Rafal Shapiro, who I believe is the son-in-law of the Netziv. And perhaps the father-in-law of Rav Chaim. But either way, there was a machlokas in the Netziv and Rafal Shapiro, the son-in-law. In fact, they say a ma'isa shahaya with the daughter that we'll get into. So what happens if you're in different, you're in different countries? It wasn't uncommon, maybe still isn't, especially now in COVID-19, and you can't get to the kfura. So let's say you're in different countries. So the Netziv writes, if a person is involved, you know, you go to the, so it's the Gemara Kfura, in other words, if you're, let's say you're going to go to the eulogies, you're going to go to the airport, the Gemar Hisaskus, and then you leave, then they go fly away and you go home. So even the Netziv agrees that you begin the Avelis right away, meaning right away after you come back from the airport. However, the Netziv, let's say you didn't do anything, you didn't go to the airport at all, so therefore you wait until the kfura. So the Netziv has a chiddush. If you're osek b'kfura, you have some type of hisaskus, so then once you finish your hisaskus, the kfura begins. But if you don't do anything, so the kfura doesn't begin, the avelus doesn't begin until after the kfura. And Rafal Shapiro, disagrees and says, either way, the shiva begins right away, even if I'm not doing anything. He agrees with the Netziv, if you have this, if you're going to the airport, going to the eulogies, then wait till after that. But if you're not going at all, you begin to, that's a major machokas, and very halachalamaisa, shayla, many times it happens, a person doesn't go at all. And you're in a different country, different town, different city. So when does the avelus begin? So according to the Netziv, it doesn't begin until after the kfura. According to Rafal Shapiro, it begins right away. How do we paskin? So as Rav Shachter likes saying, he thinks the psak has changed over years. Originally, he says the psak, most of the poskim, went with the Netziv. The Yavelis begins after the Kfura. However, in America, the Minigas, Ramosh, and others say that you go with the opinion of Rafal Shapiro. That you begin Avelis right away. In fact, there was an interesting psak of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. I don't know halacha l'maisa, but because the Ramban, we know we have a klal halacha kadir ameko ba'avelis. So he points out, since it's a machokis, the Netziv and Rav Rafal Shapiro, on when you should begin the Avelis, so Ramosha Salavishik Shita is Halacha Gadir Yameko Bavelis, even a tarte disaster, like the case of, or he would say here, it's like you basically count, so basically he says, you count the days like Rav Yefal Shapiro says, but you don't actually do the Nehuga Velas until the Kfura, but you end from the time you started. So he says, Halacha Gadivre He Maiko Bavelas. Like he says it by another case as well. Let's say there's a Kfura on Cholamayim. So we don't begin the Avelas until after Yontif. So what do you mean after Yontif? What about Yontif Sheni? So that's a Machlokas Rishonim, because the Gemara talks about the mitzvah Simchas Yontif pushes off Avelas, because the mitzvah Simcha Derabim of Yontif overrides the private mitzvah of Avelas. So according to the Rambam, it's the public mitzvah deraisa simcha even bezman hazeh versus the private biblical mitzvah aveilus yom echad. And the way we assume, the both are rabbanan. So that's the machlokes rishonim. So what do you do on Yontif Sheni? Do you do aveilus or not? So we do halacha kedivrei hameiko baveilus. We keep Yontif Sheni, meaning we keep Yontif Sheni as a Yontif, but we count it as day one, kind of like Rav Moshe Salavechik saying here, and if you have a day less after, because Halacha Kedivrei Hameiko Bavelas, even a Tarte Desasre. So that was a major dispute, you know, if you're not planning on going to the funeral. So according to the Nitziv, if you're doing an Isaska, so then when you turn back, so if, let's say, it happened today, that, well, not today, but it happened, there was a Shiloh a couple of weeks ago, someone's mother passed away, and they were doing the burial in Eretz Yisrael. So I guess they did eulogies, actually, yeah, they did it at the outside, the shul outside. So two of the siblings went back and started Avelas right away. There was another sister who, I guess it was on Friday, so they couldn't take the body to El Al or to the airport, so she was going back. So she didn't start the Avelas until later. So that's how, you know, that's what happened over there. So the Shach points out, let's say it's in the same city. So someone will point out that why do we say once they go to the airport, you go back and do this haskus, is because that's it. Once the plane takes off, everyone knows you're not going after the plane. But let's say it's only going to be another hour later or something. So since the Shach points out that you could change your mind and go to the Kfura, so perhaps if it's in the same town and there's a chance you can change your mind, we don't begin into the Kfura. It could be that if you know for sure that you're not going, a person can't go, they're elderly, they're ill, so then perhaps Pashas and the Avelas should begin right away if you have no if you know there's no way you are going to the cemetery. So that's the famous Machlokes, the Nitziv and Rafal Balazhin. I'm not sure what the case was. I think the case was, it might have been the Nitziv passed away. I don't remember exactly, but it could have been the Nitziv passed away and she wasn't going to the funeral, the wife. So according to her father, she doesn't start Avelas until the Kfura. But according to her husband, Rafal Shapiro, she begins the Avelas right away. Being a good wife, I think the story goes, she followed the opinion of her father And she began Aveiros on the Nativ right away. She didn't wait until the Kfura.